Manx Radio Sport.
Short ball into the centre circle, finds Liam Cuthbert here. Cuthbert looks out to the right-hand side. Low ball, Arena Mare has now advanced forward up against his marker, Charlie Higgins. Here he is, turn of pace, turns in field up against Higgins. Back out to Murphy, whips it back across goal and into the back of the net. It won't count. It's Harry Scarborough at the back post. It won't count. It's an offside here, so it remains goalless. But all of a sudden, FC St Helens just opened up the FC Alamann defence. It was Arena Mare's charging run on the right-hand side. Got through a couple of defenders, was stopped at the third time of asking. The loose ball fell to James Murphy. It was a wicked ball into the back post. Harry Scarborough flying in, got a touch on it, put it into the roof of the net, Darren, but the flag goes up.
Yeah, and luckily for FC Alamann, because that was a great goal by FC. Well, that would have been a great goal by FC St Helens. Perfect delivery from Murphy on the right. I thought he actually went for goal by the way he kind of whipped his body, but Harry Scarborough at the back post with a great finish. But that's what I've been saying. FC Alamann need to be careful of that, because FC St Helens have good players who can play the ball really nicely, and they've got a striker up front who looks like he can score a goal.
Carl Clark there forcing FC St Helens goalkeeper Joe Mason into a top save from close range there. Danger not gone for the visitors though, as FC Alamann have themselves a corner out on their right hand side. Steve Whitley to take. It'll be a left footed in swinger here. Whitley over this, taking his time before whipping that into the near post, and there's a little touch on, and down and into the back of the net, and it's Carl Clark at the back post who puts FC Alamann in front. FC Alamann 1, FC St Helens 0, with just over 23 minutes played. Whipped into the near post it was, around 6 yards out. It took a little touch which seemed to bamboozle the goalkeeper and wrong foot him. It went across FC St Helens goalkeeper Joe Mason, and at the back post most alive was Carl Clark, and from point blank range he couldn't miss, he couldn't make any mistakes, and he just nodded down into the ground and into the bottom corner. So in what's been a cagey first half so far, not too many clear cut chances for either side. The one that did present itself to FC Alamann, they have taken. The Ravens lead, Darren.
Yeah, and a good goal for FC Alamann. Probably a bad goal to concede if you're an FC St Helens fan, because there was no one in the box marking Carl Clark there, but he was in the right space at the right time. Moments ago, he had a chance to score. Got it in the back of the net eventually after on the second attempt on the corner. But FC Alamann, we said at the start that they probably needed to get the first goal here because they could really take advantage of the game, and now they're on the attack again.
Here's Gelling. They win it back almost straight from the kickoff to FC Alamann. Out to Higgins on this left-hand side. He's cut infield here. Outside of the boot ball, switches it from left to right, finding Steve Whitley with a bit of space up against Mackenzie O'Neill. Whitley clips it into the box. Higgins gets the header, and it's two! Two goals in less than 2 minutes for the Ravens. FC Alamann 2, FC St Helens 0. They carve open the visitors. Almost straight from the restart, they win it back. Higgins switched it from left to right to Steve Whitley. And then Higgins continued his run infield, and Whitley just took one glance up and left footed, just floated it into the box between the two centre halves. And there was Charlie Higgins rising high. He really had to stretch for it, but got a good telling header on it. And it sails beyond Joe Mason, diving to his left hand side into the goalkeeper's top left hand corner. And in the space of less than 2 minutes, FC Alamann have themselves two goals. FC Alamann 2, FC St Helens 0, Darren.
FC Alamann in a sensational position in this game. Now, FC St Helens look lost. You can see their players are throwing their arms at each other. They don't know what the hell what's gone on in the last few seconds. They've just found themselves 2-0 down. They could have been probably 1-0 off if they took a chance earlier in the game. If they managed to make an opportunity. FC Alamann, Charlie Higgins with a cross ball into Whitley, gets the ball back in the middle of the box, heads it home with a great header. Goalkeeper with absolutely no chance to save it. And FC Alamann 2-0 up.
Might have even been curling in that one. It's come out to McNamara. Finds a bit back to the corner taker. Murphy on this right-hand side with a bit of space on his left foot. Whips that into the back post. Headed clear towards the edge of the box. O'Neill drags the shot, but it's going to fall to Ibesso here, who puts it over the top of the crossbar. Claiming a touch off a defender, it's not going to be the case. It's an FC Alamann goal kick. But FC St Helens as clear a sight as they've had in the last 15 to 20 minutes here. Murphy's ball, it's another teasing ball into the back post. FC Alamann half clear to Mackenzie O'Neill, who seemed to scuff his shot on the edge of the box and scuffed it into the path of Ibeto a couple of yards out. It was a snapshot, Darren, didn't have too much time to have a think about it, and he's blazed it over the top.
Yeah, proper centre-back finish there by Ibeto.
Whipped to the back post there. Mark Blair just about punched it into the air. It's not fully cleared. McNamara wants to head it down. Still a few looping headers going on. Marquez clears it as far as Liam Cuthbert to hit. And it's being brought back. Well, it's spooned wide. And as you can probably hear in the background, that will be the last action of the first half. Half-time here in the NWCFL Premier Division is FC Alamann 2, FC St Helens. Certainly seeing more of the ball in this second period as it stands at the moment, FC St Helens. Whitaker looks down the line. Headed on by Scarborough. Infield to Sinnott here. back to goal here, turns away for a couple of challenges, great footwork to get to the left edge of the box, and with a bit of space, Sinner across 6 yard here, Scarborough on goal, who strikes it into the back of the net, and it's game on. FC Alamann 2, FC St Helens 1. Well, Livin pointed out that he'd shown a little bit of promise in that first half, had a goal disallowed for offside in the first period, and FC St Helens have struck with just over 10 minutes played in this second half, and it's all down to the work of Ryan Sinnott down this left-hand side from the throw-in. He skipped past three challenges, got himself free on the left edge of the box and just squared it to around the penalty spot, and there was Harry Scarborough. He just swept in, side-footed it past Mark Blair into the bottom corner, Darren, 2-1.
Yeah, game on, Rob. This is what we were talking about with FC St Helens. If they could just get a goal, then they're back in this game, because we know FC Alamann, they do struggle when things go against them. FC St Helens now have the opportunity. They've been on top in this half so far.
This will be another test of FC Alamann's mentality here. Here is Whittaker. Over the throw. He's got the option of Liam Cuthbert down next to him, but also the goal scorer, Harry Scarborough, down the left-hand side. Looks for Scarborough. Manages to take it down into his own feet. Moving it down towards that left-hand corner flag up against Callum Sherry here. Gets there, Scarborough. Clipped into the box, and Mark Blair comes to collect. Oh, he spilled it! And there's James Murphy, who can't quite bring it down. And there's claims for a penalty, and it's been given. All of a sudden, FC St Helens, they have charged out the blocks in these last couple of minutes. They've won themselves a penalty. It was Scarborough's ball into the centre. Mark Blair came to collect and spilled it. And James Murphy was in there trying to get it away from the FC Alamann goalkeeper. Murphy goes down. Big appeals from the FC St Helens players. And then after a moment to think about it, the referee, Scott Dowell, has pointed to the spot. Darren, what a turnaround in this last couple of minutes.
Yeah, and this is what we were talking about. FC St Helens, if they could get a goal, then you know we don't know how things could turn out. FC Alamann had two quick goals in the first half. FC St Helens now have the perfect opportunity to go 2-2.
Scarborough against Blair here. It was Blair spilt the ball and he's adjudged to have fouled James Murphy in the aftermath. Here we go. Scarborough steps up, right-footed, slots it home into the bottom corner, sends Mark Blair the one wrong way. A quick-fire turnaround from FC St Helens. It's FC Alamann 2, FC St Helens 2. And Scarborough, confident from the spot, Blair went down to his left, and Scarborough just knocked it the opposite direction into the bottom corner. Composed as you like, Darren.
Yeah, really good penalty. Waited for the goalkeeper to make that step, and then put the ball into the back of the net. We've got a game on now, Rob. 2-2.
Both sides have they've lacked quality, they've lacked tempo, they've lacked rhythm in the second period.
Yeah, they have, and we're expecting a decent sum of added time, so there'll still be time for both sides to really find a winner here.
Here's Harry Scarborough. Knocks into the path of McNamara. That's a nice first-time ball to the left edge of the penalty here. O'Neill cuts inside. There's Robin. Takes a big deflection. Big save by Mark Blair down to his right. 5 minutes additional time at the end of the second half here. That is what we're getting. So a decent chunk of added time. It has been stop-start. And FC St Helens with a bit of a test for Mark Blair there. It was well worked from right to left. McNamara finding Mackenzie O'Neill on the left. He cut back inside his right foot. His shot towards goal. Took a big deflection and a big readjustment from Mark Blair to save it down to his right.
Yeah, really good save. O'Neill with a really nice bit of footwork there as well.
Humphrey stepping in. He can't keep hold of it as Baines clears up to the halfway line. Referee has a quick check of the watch there. We're not stopping just yet. It's brought down. Here's Barrett. Goes back to his goalkeeper, Joe Mason, and that is indeed the last action. It ends all square here at the bowl under the floodlights. Full time in the NWCFL Premier Division. It's finished FC Alamann 2, FC St Helens 2.
Manx Radio Sport.